This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ukraine, we're going to head there, plus what's happening on the home front, what's buzzing in my backyard and yours, the things that we're all talking about. Boy, there's a lot happening. That's every day, right? I'll tell you, the last couple of years, it has been just a major, major depression suck for so many people. A big black hole. And I just saw a study that talks about what happens, the anxiety, the depression that just lingers when people were bedridden with COVID-19, whether it was getting out on the other side that wasn't quite as bad as others who were laid up in a hospital and survived. But we're hearing about more of these stories. Nearly 80% of those who had COVID-19 are not at a higher risk for persistent mental health systems. But the news is that there's increasingly a risk for anxiety and depression more than a year later. And it's no doubt because it has been as though time evaporated for all of us, but let alone those who dealt with COVID in some form, even if they weren't the most severely ill, but they had it and were sick and have these long-term challenges that still linger, including fatigue, by the way, or people who can't concentrate long enough even to read a book or pursue whatever they were working on or even a simple hobby. So this new study started before the pandemic. There were a group of scientists from six countries, which included the UK, Denmark, Sweden, and Iceland. They came together to study mental health. And in the early days of COVID-19, they shifted a little bit and tracked 300,000 volunteers as they went through the pandemic. And about 10,000 were ill between March 2020 and mid-August 2021, with about 2,200 sick enough to stay in bed for a week or more and 300 ending up in the hospital. So what's interesting is, again, if you spent seven or more days lying in bed, you were at 60% at the top increased risk for suffering from depression or anxiety 16 months later. And you see it. You hear these stories. Yes, we, I think, have come out on the other side, no question about it. But still, there are those that are struggling just to figure out ways to survive because I think of that fatigue, and then the fatigue leads to the depression. So I think this study is not a shock whatsoever. By the way, Pfizer and BioNTech are looking for authorization of a second coronavirus booster shot, but for people 65 and older. I guarantee in this audience, because we span across the generations, there are a few of you, certainly, who fall into that category. So the question is, would you get another booster shot? People aren't talking about vaccinations anymore. People aren't talking about booster shots. People aren't talking about coronavirus in the sense that they believe I can catch it and I can end up in the hospital. Not like a year ago, not like a year and a half ago, or in the very beginning of this. It's as though we're just all done, period, and don't even want to have the conversation anymore. So a lot of the masks are dropping off, of course. We know that. And we know that a lot of the warnings, like the CDC lowered coronavirus warnings for cruise ships and some of the popular Caribbean islands, because forever and ever, it was this floating barge, a petri dish of disease and problems, especially for COVID-19. If you remember, that was some of the early images. So now you have the CDC recommending that people avoid travel to a country or territory that has a high level, but there are many, many, many destinations that don't have a level 3. It depends on where we're talking about. as to where the level of the virus is high. But the level of virus that is high includes Cuba, Jamaica, St. Kitts, St. Vincent, St. Martin, the British Virgin Islands, the Bahamas, the Dominican Republic, Turks and Caicos, so areas that are popular for cruise ships to go to. But there are plenty of other countries that they also go to, and there are a lot of people that are signing up for cruises. I've gotten so many emails from so many of you about that. All right, they're not thinking about cruises, and even talking about it at the top of the show seems almost crass in a sense, but the buzz in our backyard is not about the mass graves. It's about what's happening in this country first, and then the reaction to the Ukraine, I think. And it's not because people are desensitized. I think people in the United States are pouring out as much money and as much help as they can to the Ukrainians. It's so sad to watch what's happening. And it truly is supermarkets that are picked clean, a lot of them by the Russian soldiers who had nothing to eat and just went and pilfered the groceries. And you've got cold, freezing, nasty temperatures. And it's just a chaotic, horrible scene. And you do have mass graves because so many people are dying and they're left there wherever it is that they are killed, whether it's through bullets or a missile or whatever it is. Then it's pulling people off the street, getting them out from underneath the rubble. Where they fall is where they are. So Ukrainians are saying that those who escape are just a small fraction of the 200,000 trapped in a city like Mariupol that needs assistance. And the Russian forces continue to block this aid convoy from getting in that many people in the United States have donated to and others. And the conditions in the city are dire. The death count is surging. It's been a weeks-long life and death nightmare for many. That was what the president of the International Committee of the Red Cross said. His staff is trapped in that city. You have people running for their lives who are there, who remain. And because of what's happening in this war zone, you have many digging a mass grave and putting bodies in there because the morgues are being flooded with bodies. They're overflowing. So they dig these mass graves, and there's bodies in some cases buried under rubble or left in the streets, but mostly they're trying to pull them out, and if they have to, putting them in the mass grave, which is so sad. And looking at some of the images, it really, really is striking to see people trying to get cover from shelling in an entrance to an apartment building, or people cooking a makeshift meal in the street and then running because they hear shelling in the background somewhere. I think a lot of people in the world don't realize just how horrible it is. And you have sub-zero temperatures and 2 weeks without heat or water. You got empty streets, broken windows, stores stripped of food by starving people. As one citizen who posted a video online said, it's a meat grinder. The land is soaked in blood, bitterness, and despair. So what's the latest with the rest of the world and how they're helping the situation? We'll talk about it coming up. Stay with us.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn what more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Yep. Are you still recovering from daylight savings time? You know, when you spring forward? Well, some good news, perhaps. The Senate on Tuesday unanimously approved a bill that would make daylight savings time permanent. What do you think about that? Permanent. Beginning November 2023. That would be a big leap forward, get it? And the push to ensure we get that extra hour of sunlight at the end of the day all year round. It's funny, the bill is called the Sunshine Protection Act. There are 17 co-sponsors from both parties. Of course it's bipartisan. In the upper chamber, it was passed, of course, unanimously. Senator Marco Rubio, a Republican from Florida, has been a big proponent, that's true, of making the clock change permanent and led the push to pass the bill. So I like what he said, actually, on the Senate floor. He said, the good news is, if we can get this passed, we don't have to keep doing this stupidity anymore. Hopefully this is the year that this gets done, and pardon the pun, but this is an idea whose time has come. Now, who's going to disagree with that? Does anyone disagree with that? I think if you look at the extra hour of sunlight later in the day, this is proven by some studies. It leads to reduced crime levels, a decrease in seasonal depression. I agree with that. And more time for kids to play outside, right? Because it's always weird when you go through the fall back, spring ahead, all that stuff. And so what ends up happening for like the 16 weeks of the year, if you don't have a park or someplace with lights, you're shut down at 5. Even some places, depending on where you live, could be even 4:30 or maybe earlier. So think about communities and lights and parks and all that, bah, 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 yada, yada. Here's the bottom line. It's just a pain in the butt to think of springing forward, losing sleep. The ideas are planted in your head, right? The whole thing about that. And just have the continuum of time. Wasn't it Einstein, who said time is just an illusion, to just keep rolling. And the idea that you get more sunlight, I think, is probably a good one. So let's just move on with it. Come on, the other chamber, and vote yay on this, and let's move it forward, right? Because now that it's been reduced and all that other stuff, they still have to move forward with this and get enough support for it. The evening rush hour is twice as fatal as the morning for various reasons. Far more people on the road, more alcohol, blah, blah, blah. People hurrying to get home. I believe it, right? So some of that is unsubstantiated, but some of it, there have been studies. We certainly have talked about it over the years. I've been doing the show for 15 years. We have talked about it again and again and again. Even in our latest, one of our latest editions of Fair or Foul, we talked about daylight savings time. And was it fair to have daylight savings time or foul? I cry foul, 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 foul. And so did Jeremy Paulson. He said the same thing. But it's just unnecessary. Let's just keep it simple. Let's keep it simple. All right, there's nothing simple about what's happening in the Ukraine. I just spewed a little at the top there. You had President Zelensky, who talked to Congress, addressed Congress again, and was pleading for help. So the Senate backs the war crimes investigation of Putin and his regime. But while Russia is just circling the drain and doing whatever they can to stop the Ukraine, it is displacing a lot of people. I already mentioned the gruesome deaths and what instead has become a city that was once lively and like any other city with freedom in the world, people milling about, living their lives. Instead, what we see is quite the opposite of that. Zelensky says he needs from the United States equipment. He's not even talking about troops. He wants equipment. That's what he wants. That's what he needs. Something to stop the Russians from moving forward, right? Now, Congress did pass a Ukrainian aid package. $13.6 billion in money is tied to the massive $1.5 trillion spending bill to fund the government. And Rick Scott is saying, I want that aid to get there quickly, not the way Biden has been doing things, slowly. The Florida senator said, every plane we can get into the Ukraine, we need to give them today. And really, if they get those planes, if they get those weapons, there's more todays for the people there, because they have to be able to counteract with what the Russians are throwing at them. And clearly the military is ineffective, but they have the element of more war toys. Although Russia is trying to figure out a way to get around the sanctions. And Russia is looking for a UN humanitarian resolution. And they didn't even mention the war in any way, shape, or form. So they circulated a proposed UN Security Council resolution demanding protection for civilians in vulnerable situations in the Ukraine and safe passage for humanitarian aid and people seeking to leave the country. But they didn't make a mention of Russia's responsibility for the war against its smaller neighbors. So it's so weird. Russia circulated this proposal. Oh, wait, you invaded. You are putting these people in danger. You are shooting these people. So the resolution calls for dialogue and negotiations and calls for a negotiated ceasefire to rapidly evacuate all civilians and underscores the need for the parties concerned to agree on humanitarian pauses to the end. And then this whole idea of grave concern in and around the Ukraine, attacks directed against civilians and civilian objects, including indiscriminate shelling. So again, let me just say, Russia is seeking a UN humanitarian resolution, but they didn't mention the war, just the parties concerned. And wow. So it's, how can they adopt that and not shame or blame Russia? Because that's how this has happened. But Russia is saying, we didn't start the war. and they're constantly throwing out false stories of what's happening in the Ukraine, their own version of fake news. It's fake. The Russian draft resolution also demands that all parties concerned respect international humanitarian law, which requires protection of civilian infrastructure, because it's critical to enable the delivery of essential services in armed conflicts. Ay, 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 ay. It's just a dance. It's just a dance that never ends with the Russians. I mean, look, the Russians have taken 500 hostages. They're using them as human shields. They seized a hospital in Mariupol. They assaulted a southern port city. They drove 400 people from neighboring houses into a regional intensive care hospital. And they're using the people in the hospital as human shields. They're not allowing anyone to leave. It's impossible to leave the hospital. They're shooting. The main building of the hospital was damaged by shelling. The medical staff are allowed to treat patients in these makeshift wards set up in the basement. I mean, so is that the customs of war? They're egregious crimes against humanity is what it is. They're trying to block off the city from the west and the east. And there are significant losses. This is Mariupol. You know, you have premature babies who were left behind by their parents. They're lying in a bed in a hospital in Mariupol. There's so many sad, sick, twisted, despicable, inhumane things that are happening. And yet Russia wants a resolution, a UN resolution, and is not pointing toward who are the invaders. You have to be kidding me. This is as fake gets. And it's clearly right there for everybody to see and understand. And if that's not enough for you, of course, the Russian people are really kept in the dark. And anybody who criticizes Putin, where they can get to them, they're gone. There was a Russian model who called Putin a psychopath. You know where she was found? She was found dead in a suitcase after missing. 23-year-old Greta Vedler. After criticizing Putin online last year, she ended up in a suitcase, is what happened. Wow. Supposedly the boyfriend confessed to her murder, but some are doubtful of that. Coming up, we're headed to the mailroom. Then we round out the show with What's on Tap.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News.
Japan and the U.S. are teaming up for military training exercises. John Hunt reports.
Japanese and U.S. Marines had their first airborne landing and combat training together as the two allies strengthen military cooperation amid growing maritime activity by China and Russia in the regional seas. Japan has been expanding its defense budget and capability for about a decade and is now revising its key national security strategy in the face of threats from China, North Korea, and Russia.
Pfizer and its partner BioNTech asked U.S. regulators to authorize an additional booster dose of their COVID-19 vaccine for seniors. That would add a fourth shot to the regimen for adults over the age of 65. If the request is approved, a key question would be how soon seniors would be advised to roll up their sleeves, given case counts in the U.S. are dropping. This is USA Radio News. U.S. Senator Rand Paul wondered out loud on Tuesday about the plan to transfer fighter jets from Poland to Ukraine and why it was discussed publicly. Senator Paul told Newsmax it's a major blunder by the Biden administration.
I think the big mistake here was if you're going to help someone by arming them or giving them weapons, announcing and debating it in public is probably not the best way to do. The simpler, more strategic, better plan would have been to clandestinely have Poland should have just shipped the planes across.
In related news, Ukraine says it sees possible room for compromise in talks with Russia. This in light of Moscow's bombardment of Kyiv. An estimated 20,000 civilians have fled the desperately encircled city of Mariupol by way of a humanitarian corridor. The exodus marks the biggest evacuation yet of the bombarded seaport, where the dead have had to be buried in mass graves. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, thanks for the overflow. That would be lots of mail. That is just all over the place. Picture it. I'm standing in the middle of the mail room. We had to actually add on a second room because there's so much of the virtual stuff. Seriously, it's crazy. So you get it when I say 24/7, you can reach out and touch us. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact just like Bobby did. Bobby, listening to us in the great state of New Hampshire, says, "Oh, Kate, when I hear you talk about the weather when it's cold in Texas, I just laugh out loud. You have no idea, my dear, what cold is. Years and years and years of shoveling incredible amounts of snow. I almost think that they should give us medals. It should be mandatory that if you shovel more than 100 inches of snow in your life, that you get some sort of medal for that from the community that you're in. Just be glad that when it gets cold and you get that little bit of weenie ice that people can't handle, that you're not trying to dig out of the tall stuff that's white. Enjoy your spring. Touche. I grew up in more of that tall stuff, so I absolutely know. Trust me, I spent time shoveling nowhere near 100 inches of snow, however. My favorite thing, I've said this before, is when I was a kid, because I grew up in such a big area with the suburbs and the big city, you know, off in the distance, that they would just read the numbers. Your school had a number, so it'd be 251 in Burlington County, 251-27109. And then when you heard the number called, it was closed. It was a snow day. My favorite snow days. Oh, love me some snow days. All right, let's move on to this one. This one is from Matt, who says, oh, Kate, it is sickening to see what Putin is trying to get away with. I mean, how dare the Russians try to seek humanitarian aid? And, of course, trying to play footsie with China, no surprise, and get them to help them as well. While the soldiers seem to me that they're uncomfortable and don't want to be put in the situations where they're pretty much firing on their own people. Peace talks need to happen. I do believe the Ukrainian president thinks that it is more realistic, so maybe that will happen because Russia hasn't captured any of the Ukraine's big, big cities, and let's hope that they don't. What do you think? Yeah, I agree. Let's hope that they don't. 10 of the biggest cities have not been captured. So that does raise hope that maybe the war ends sooner than expected. Possibly, what I was hearing is possibly by May, but do the math. We're in March, so there's still a lot to go. I mean, Moscow might be trying to figure out what do we do. We've got these failures to impose a new government by force, and now we're running out of troops, fresh troops anyway. So I think the more that happens, it's more in the favor of the Ukraine. So our president, Joe Biden, is going to make his first visit to Europe since Russia invaded the Ukraine to discuss that crisis with who? NATO allies next week. And it's already been announced that there's an additional $800 million in security assistance to the Ukraine. That came out of the White House today. NATO is set to tell its military commanders on Wednesday to draw up plans for new ways to deter Russia from future military action, troops and missile defenses and all of that in Eastern Europe. That's all part of the mix. So I do hope that there is, you know, that there is some sort of resolution because this isn't good for anyone concerned. And I hate seeing these people being put in this situation where, as I described in another segment, some were being used as human shields and premature babies were abandoned and other kids have been abandoned and some of their teachers are caring for them. And you've got shelling in the background and you know, they're just hoping that it doesn't come their way. All right, here's one. This is interesting. This one is from Hal, who is listening to us in the great state of Connecticut. So he must be listening to us on 1490 AM, which is WGCH in Stamford, I'm assuming. And he says, Kate, boy, I'll tell you what, nothing is more gratifying and more sickening to me than to see the former governor of New York, Cuomo, be attacked for failing to account for 4,100 nursing home deaths due to COVID. Remember when day after day after day, Cuomo would hold his briefings and talk about what New York was doing and how he was going against whatever else was happening in the federal government or in other places and what the administration was doing. Meanwhile, they were failing miserably. I have a friend whose father and mother both died due to COVID in a nursing home, and they frankly were not that old. They weren't even 80 years old. So I love the fact that the health department is nailing him, and they did an audit, and that's where they came up with the numbers. Yeah, thanks for that. It is a big, detailed report, and they determine that the health department sometimes didn't meet its ethical or moral obligations to be transparent. No, you don't say. And they went along with the narrative that Cuomo and his top officials wanted to push, that everything was great, that everybody was okay, that it was, you know, 4,100 not reported. Give me a break. I mean, that is more than troubling because the public was misled. So what if you had somebody in one of those facilities? They were at DEFCON in some of those places. Terrible. Suppressing the facts. The New Yorkers deserve the truth. It was devastating. It was deadly for people living in nursing homes. The family should know if their loved one's COVID-19 death was counted. But they still don't even have all the answers from the State Department of Health. Because the health officials wouldn't give the auditors a breakdown by name of nursing home residents who died from COVID. They wouldn't do it. Wouldn't do it. And this all is under the watch of Andrew Cuomo. Some talked about him as a superstar after that, rising in the Democratic Party even more, perhaps running for president. Now running for nothing, running from lawsuits, most likely. All right, this one is from Dennis. And Dennis says, hey, Kate, I am watching what's going around, like everybody else, the world, and how it's affecting us, and what's happening with the COVID statistics that have gone, luckily or thankfully, in the opposite direction. Because I know some people who got it and barely survived, but they did survive. And now there are other things that are really pressing here in the U.S., right? And I think some of the aid that people are receiving is going to start to dwindle. And I think many Americans are going to feel a little bit of the pinch or impact of that. Have you seen what is now being cut off? I have seen it. Thanks for that. They're talking about, you know, funding. And you are going to feel the people who were getting, that were getting cash. So the funding crunch is now happening. And some are saying, well, this is a terrible time for this because you got the BA.2 variant, which is a transmissible strain of Omicron, and it's rising in other countries. Great. But what's happening abroad is different than what's happening here. So the White House COVID coordinator, Jeff Zients, and acting director of the Office of Management and Budgets, Shalonda Young, wrote a letter talking about what next and who needs funding and what about these antibody treatments. Well, I think making cuts will keep the antibody supply on hand when the prediction is the U.S. will fully run out of antibody treatments. So it's interesting. I mean, is this, again, not a smart play? So push, push, push for the vaccines. Push, 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 push for the vaccines. Push, push, push for the boosters. And then say, oh, well, there is another variant that's hitting other countries, and in some cases it's deadly. Hey, we look pretty good over here. And all of our supply is dwindling. It's going all down. But don't worry if it gets cut because, you know, the efforts are being very strained right now on what the response is. But what's weird to me is, this, if this new variant catches fire and there's no funding for whatever comes next with COVID, we wouldn't have money to buy whatever the new variant-specific vaccines were for Americans to get vaccinated if that was necessary. So once again, without funding, then testing, there would be a problem with testing. So see, these are all these areas of, well, what do we do now? I mean, do we have protocols for people who get COVID? There are more people getting COVID. A former president just got it, Barack Obama. And so if it's a mild case, woohoo! But what if it's not a mild case? And then how long until the vaccines we had are not effective anymore? I mean, but even the Democrats in the House were splintered last week after leadership agreed to dip into funding that was already allotted to state governments to overcome, you know, the latest request. So all very, very tricky, I think, in trying to figure out what's the right thing to pursue here and what happens if you get into another situation where we have a big-time spreader. All right, your thoughts, always send them to me, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Hey,
guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Some sunshine. At least I'm getting ready for some sunshine. I'm taking the show down to Florida. I'm going to be in St. Pete and Tampa for a handful of days coming up at the tail end of this week. So, of course, they've just had some unusually cold weather where the people in Florida are bundling up in fur coats and saying, it's so cold here. And it's like 30 degrees. But when I arrive, it's going to be 81 and 88 and 85 and mostly sunny and very, very little chance of rain. So, woohoo, I am going to get up on a surfboard. I mean, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get up on a surfboard and hopefully be able to maybe catch a little baby wave. If not, it could be that paddling thing, the paddleboard. So that just might happen. We'll see. I know we have people listening to us in Tallahassee and Tampa and other areas in Florida, so you know what I mean. right? The Gulf is good because it's warm. Some people prefer the Atlantic, though, with the waves. But the Gulf is good because it's warm and there's a little bit of waves, but depending if it's a choppy day. But it's good for fishing and it's good for paddle boarding and it's good for kayaking and a whole bunch of other things. All right, you know, it's interesting. When I look ahead to what's on tap, there is a lot that's on tap. And so for me, what's on tap is taking the trip to Tampa, St. Pete, giving you the skinny, first of all, of what it's like now in the airports, because it's supposed to be pretty crowded. And the masks are still on. They're supposed to come off on April 18th. But speaking of the masks, the Senate voted to end mask mandates for public transportation. So, you know, there's all that conversation about buses and subways and whatnot. But on Tuesday, the vote was, let's forget this requirement. In fact, 5740 on the resolution, it reduces Centers for Disease Control and Prevention requirements that most people wear masks on trains and airplanes and buses. And the bill was signed by plenty of Democrats and plenty of Republicans, another bipartisan deal. And this bill was introduced by Senator Rand Paul, Republican from Kentucky. And for him, it would be a very big win because he's really been pushing for that. And will it hit a wall in the House? I mean, it would have to also overcome a veto by the president if he were to veto it. And it's probably likely that he would, you know, because you got people like even Senator Tim Kaine, who's talked about having, Democrat from Virginia, having long-term coronavirus symptoms. And he's urging colleagues to work with the CDC and to be wise with public health policy. The vote comes after Republicans were also able to pass resolutions earlier this year to end the coronavirus public health emergency and the vaccine requirement for public health workers. Both have yet, though, to pass the House. Mm. So then we move to this story. You know, you don't hear many spy stories. There are spy stories that would astound you. And, of course, we like mysteries. We have authors on who, many of them, have written clever stories that include spies, and some of them because they were in the game and they understand what really happens. Well, you have a couple who pled guilty in an espionage case. They tried to sell classified information to Brazil. So Jonathan Toebi and his wife pleaded guilty to conspiracy to communicate restricted data after selling information regarding nuclear-powered submarines. So the former Navy engineer and his wife were tagged with that guilty earlier this year verdict, but the identity of the country that they attempted to sell, excuse me, information to is anonymous. However, there was somebody who leaked some information and said that they wanted cooperation to remain confidential, which is why the identity was kept a secret. But why Brazil to sell secrets to the U.S. and Brazil? Because the two countries had a good relationship during the Trump presidency, and that's when all of this went down. And Brazil informed the U.S. after they got a letter from Taibbi offering the information. So the FBI proceeded to pretend to be a representative of the country that he sent the information to, and they tricked him into participating in drop-off locations where he left some of the data four times at specific locations in exchange for money. So he was accused of dropping off info while his wife was found guilty of being the lookout during the incidents. And that's not good, because that can add up to a lot of years eventually for them for trying to move secrets and then getting trapped in this sting op. So they're going to have a very, very tough time. The RNC added Salesforce as a defendant in a lawsuit against the January 6th panel. So what does that mean? This is kind of an interesting story. Oh, it is an interesting story. That's why I'm bringing it up on this show. So why did they sue the House panel? Why did the Republican National Committee sue Salesforce? I mean, they sued the House panel, the members and the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi last week because of the subpoena. Because what happened was the committee issued a subpoena to Salesforce, and they are a customer relations software company. You see, they have tons of Super Bowl ads. Some of you probably use it or are with companies that use it. Well, the RNC uses it for fundraising efforts, and the RNC claimed that the subpoena to Salesforce violates the First Amendment and Fourth Amendment and doesn't advance a legislative purpose. So, on Tuesday, the RNC announced in a statement that it's updating its lawsuit to add Salesforce as a defendant, and they're requesting an immediate declaratory and injunctive relief. They say the preliminary injunction would bar the January 6th panel from receiving data and information until litigation is heard in court. You know what this is about? It's about Democrats, mostly, Democrats versus Republicans, and it's about screwing around with our tax dollars and fighting their turf wars and going after this piece of evidence, that piece of evidence that they know they're not going to get, and they're tying up lawyers in some of this. And or if they do get it, it's years down the road. And so we go up and down on the seesaw with the panel. I mean, look, I'm all for uncovering the truth. I'm all for nailing people that were asinine and ridiculous and endangered cops' lives and other innocent people's lives when they were on the Hill. Not people peacefully protesting or going to a rally or being outside of the Capitol and expressing themselves. Express away, because I believe in the freedom of speech, absolutely. But here's the thing. I mean, get to the facts. It seems like we always have these drawn-out committees that what then ultimately ends up being the end game of, are there people that go down? Are there people responsible? Are there people that get taken down in the mix because they justifiably should be? I mean, that's the deal, right? Try to get to the heart of it. And how long does that happen? How many times in the past decade have we chased and arrived at what? What is the end game? To have people responsible for this, to nail the people responsible for the humiliation of our country, basically, where we look like Venezuela and we have been run over, or any other banana republic where you just have lawlessness in your seat of liberty. And I can say in my lifetime, I didn't think we would ever see that. So that's what's on tap with the committee. How far it goes, nobody knows. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. I know I say it all the time, but it is 2022. You got to make it count, people.
Those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.